You're listening to SBS News.
In New Caledonia, it's back to business as usual. The French territory in the Pacific voted non in an independence referendum. That's angered the nation's indigenous Kanak people who have been fighting for independence for years. Pro-independence politician Caroline Machoro says some people were excluded from voting.
There were people, youth and others, who were outside the system and they couldn't vote.
Villagers have blocked a road just outside the territory's capital, Noumea, with burning tyres and vegetation. 8 armoured vehicles, 135 police and a helicopter were deployed to monitor the situation. Police say the response has been predictable so far, and it's hoped any further incidents will be resolved peacefully without any arrests. But other residents, like Amber, are frustrated by it.
Gunshots, throwing rocks, just scaring everybody. This happens all the time.
The divide in the community between pro- and anti-independence supporters runs deep. Caledonians rejected nationhood with 56.4% voting against independence. While a yes vote wasn't expected, the result was much tighter than anyone predicted. Overnight, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the nation calling for unity, saying he wanted peace to grow from a visit to the territory in May.
This vote was planned in the historic agreement 30 years ago, which allowed New Caledonia to regain civil peace through dialogue and mutual respect. This day was the date New Caledonians and the state set to overcome their divisions. I would like to point out a promise kept for almost 30 years.
French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has arrived in Noumea to broker the next step in the peace process agreed on 30 years ago. New Caledonia was colonised by the French 165 years ago. After a Kanak uprising in the late 1980s, France offered three opportunities for independence. Pro-French leaders like Philippe Gomez from Caledonia Ensemble Party says it's time to move on.
Over the next 5 years, let's not have any more referendums, even if the pro-independents think they can get more votes. Let's take the next 5 years to negotiate a new political order.
However, two more referendums are constitutionally allowed for in 2020 and 2022. Kanak leader Roch Wamitan says there can be no deviation from the agreement.
It's not like our opposition saying, it's not an à la carte menu. You can't choose what you want to eat.
Elsewhere in New Caledonia, there's calm with people awaiting news on further developments. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.